The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly. For the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. That's a huge title, isn't it? King of the universe. When we hear that, we might think of a powerful ruler in a castle, wearing a gold crown, with trumpets and flags and servants everywhere. But today's gospel shows us something very different. It shows us Jesus nailed to a cross. His body is wounded. People are making fun of him. Above his head is a sign that says, "This is the King of the Jews." If you and I had been standing there that day, nothing about Jesus would have looked like a king. So we have to ask, what kind of king is Jesus? From the very beginning of his life, we are told that Jesus is a king. At the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel tells Mary that her son will rule on the throne of David. Wise men travel from far away, following a star, looking for the newborn King of the Jews. On Palm Sunday, the crowds shout, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Pontius Pilate even asked Jesus, "Are you king?" And then has a sign placed over his head on the cross, calling him a king. But on Calvary, people don't treat him like a king. Around the cross, we hear of three kinds of voices: the leaders that sneered at him, the soldiers that mocked him. They all say the same thing: "If you are really king, prove it. Come down from the cross, save yourself." They want a king who shows off his power. But Jesus is a different kind of king. His throne is the cross. His crown is made of thorns. His royal act is not leading an army, but offering his life in love. And in the middle of all that noise, we hear another voice, the voice of the criminal on his side, the one we call the good thief, Saint Dismas. He has nothing to brag about. He knows he has done wrong. He even says, "We are guilty, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he turns to Jesus and says a very simple prayer. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Everyone else sees a defeated man. The good thief sees a king. And Jesus answers with one of the most beautiful promises in the gospel. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Saint Ambrose, an early bishop of the church, said that Jesus gives the good thief even more than he asked for. The thief just asked to be remembered someday. Jesus says, today, right away. That's the heart of our King. He loves to show mercy. So what kind of King is Jesus? He doesn't save himself from the cross. He saves us through the cross. He answers insults with forgiveness. He uses his last breath not to curse, but to promise heaven. He looks at a broken life and still says, you have a place with me. This is real power. Not the power to crush others, but the power to love, to forgive, to lift others up. The cross, which looks like the place of a criminal, becomes for Jesus the throne of love. And now we come to the important question for us. Is Jesus just an influence in my life? Or is he really my King? Christ the King wants to reign, first of all, in our hearts. That means we pray like the good thief. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. We don't pretend to be perfect. We simply admit our sins and trust him. We follow his example of love and service. Being great in his kingdom doesn't mean pushing to the front. It means helping others, forgiving, and putting their needs before our own. In a few moments, many of us will come forward for Holy Communion. Here at this altar, heaven touches earth. The King of the universe comes to us under the appearance of simple bread and wine. He doesn't sit far away on a golden throne. He comes into your heart and mine. As you walk up to receive him today, you can quietly repeat the good thief's prayer in your heart. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Trust that our King, who died for us on a cross, hears you, loves you, and wants to lead you, not just today, but all the way to paradise.